Before the arrest of Jose Padilla, few Americans realized that thousands of Hispanics in the United States practice Islam. Padilla is accused of planning to build and detonate a dirty bomb. He is Puerto Rican, and in the early 1990s, he converted to Islam. But Islamic leaders stress Padilla does not represent the growing number of Hispanic Muslims in the U.S. This weekend in Chicago, the Islamic Society of North America is meeting to look at links between Latinos and Islam. From Chicago Public Radio, Shirley Jihad reports.
So far, this is a relatively small community. It's estimated that 15 to 50,000 Latinos in the U.S. practice Islam. While a definitive count doesn't exist, each year more Latinos here become Muslims.
My name is Nancy Garcia. I actually just got married, so now I'm Nancy Muhammad.
Nancy Garcia Muhammad has been Muslim for about 5 years. Islam was foreign to her when she first heard about it in college.
I was raised Catholic by my Mexican Catholic family. My parents are from Mexico. I attended Catholic school from first grade all the way up till 12th grade.
Garcia first encountered Islam through friends. Like many Latinos who convert to Islam, she found herself drawn to Muslim teachings, like the emphasis on one God versus the Catholic doctrine of the Trinity. Many of the Latinos also reject Catholic Church hierarchy and the notion of having the clergy as intermediaries. Instead, they say they embrace the Muslim emphasis on more direct access to God. At first, Garcia says she practiced Islam in secret before coming out as a Muslim to her family.
It was shouting, crying. My mom actually still continued to tell me, you're not Muslim, you know, you were baptized, you swore that you would always be Catholic. And I was like, that was in eighth grade. I was just following along.
Now the 25-year-old social worker wears traditional Muslim dress. A scarf covers her hair. But she says don't mistake the head covering for timidity. Still, Garcia is one of only a few Muslims living in her predominantly Catholic neighborhood. Our Lady of Guadalupe Church on Chicago's South Side is one of the city's oldest Hispanic congregations. Father Ezequiel Sanchez oversees this and more than 100 other churches with Spanish masses as director of Hispanic ministries for the Chicago Catholic Archdiocese. He acknowledges the challenge in keeping Hispanics connected with the church.
They are leaving, clearly. The hard part is measuring that.
Father Sanchez says many are leaving for smaller, more intimate communities. Most are moving to evangelical and Pentecostal Christian churches, and he says a few are turning to Islam.
Where they're going to is up to what's available to them. So if Islam has been making itself available to the Hispanic community, Hispanics will look at it and will try to see how they fit in that. Is there room for them there?
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
Part of the Islam in America conference this weekend focuses on Latino Muslims. Sayyid Muhammad Sayyid is General Secretary of the Islamic Society of North America. He says it's an opportunity for Latino Muslim leaders to make connections.
When you go to our Islamic centers in major cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, Texas, Houston, and New York, and so on, you will see more and more Latinos attending our congregations. So they need naturally more attention from us. They need more literature. They need more access to authentic, mainstream, moderate Islam.
Sayyid says now Spanish-oriented Islamic centers have opened up in New York City and in Southern California. He says Spanish translations of Islamic texts and study guides are becoming more readily available in the U.S. And Islam continues to grow in popularity among Latinos here. That's despite the increased scrutiny the religion has received in the wake of the September 11th attacks. While Hispanic Muslims are relatively new in this country, around the world, Latino Muslims have a long history. Latino and Islamic cultures coexisted and commingled in Spain for centuries. Arabic words and names are embedded in the Spanish language, and the centuries of Muslim rule in Spain are considered by many Muslims a time of Islamic Renaissance, when great scholarship flourished. Nancy Garcia Muhammad says she embraces both her Mexican and her Muslim identities.
I won't dance in public, but I love dancing salsa y merengue cumbia at home, of course. I'm pretty much the same as I would be without the scarf. You know, I'm normal. I'm proud of being Latina.
And she says she's proud to be a double minority, part of a small but growing population of Latino Muslims in the United States. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Chicago.